Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show. On the show today, we have United Nations Federal Credit Union's very own Liz Philippe. She is here talking to us about the United and Sustainability Summit coming up this Thursday, November 30th, starting at 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And it's going to be a really cool event. This is their sixth annual one. And great stuff here talking about equity, diversity, equity, inclusion, climate change, and all that surrounds these issues and how credit unions can make an impact themselves. So yeah, great, great stuff here from Liz. So check it out. Everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, look who we have in our virtual studios, Liz Philippe from United Nations Federal Credit Union. Liz, how are you today? Good to see you.
Delighted to be here, Michael. Thanks for having me.
You are welcome. You're welcome. So today we're talking about the United in Sustainability Summit, or the UIS Summit, that's coming up, oh my gosh, Thursday, November 30th. It's going to be here before you know it at 8 o'clock sharp Eastern time. And this is something that you guys have been hosting, gosh, since I was going through some of the background, like since 2018. Is that correct?
Exactly. Time has flown. And we began our event at the United Nations. We're sponsored by the United Nations. So we felt very much at home to bring credit unions into that space. We started off small, about a dozen credit unions or so. And then things really took off from there. They began to say, what are you doing next? So who could have thought that years later we have continued on this path and it's gotten bigger and more credit unions are engaged. We have about 100 credit unions that are part of our core group. We advanced with the establishment of a United Sustainability Network of credit unions. So it's really grown into a movement.
And very cool.
Really so
what, for maybe those couple of people who haven't heard about it or don't know too much about it, so what can you give us a quick overview on what this event is all about?
Sure. Well, we see ourselves really as a convener, and we want credit unions to share all that they're doing. There's some great work that's taking place. And that's what we discovered really at the first UN headquarters summit, was that credit unions from different parts of the country, from Hawaii, Missoula, Montana, Vermont, just had so much going on in the development of green products and services and working on financial inclusion and positive social good. We really just thought this is the genesis of really growing into what I mentioned earlier is the movement. So okay. We've really been working to conduct quarterly calls with this network, and we share best practices and ideas. Just really want to keep the conversations going. The network connects also individually, and the summit itself is our capstone event that really brings everybody together. We have credit unions from Canada. We've learned a lot from Canada, from Brazil. Extremely exciting work being done there with their innovation and purpose awards, and they have some of the winners who are actually coming to our event from their recently announced event. And then Ireland also is joining us for the first time. Big developments there in terms of social purpose and really measuring social purpose back into bottom line growth. So really exciting to hear from them. Across the country as well, we'll have examples of credit unions speaking about what they're doing to help migrant communities. This is really a big effort on many of their parts, looking at the great work of their foundations and helping with livelihoods training, with education, and doing so much there. We're also excited to combine our UN community's efforts and bring them into the summit. We'll have the UN Refugee Agency, UNHCR, introing that terrific panel moderated by CUPERA's Dr. Jennifer Esperanza on financial solutions for migrant communities. And then United Nations Environment Program joining us, really to boil things down. As you know, the UN Climate Conference is taking place at the exact same time. So that's going on. So the world is meeting, credit unions are meeting, what could be better than that? So really taking channeling, but also really looking at some of the same issues about the clean energy transition, the ability to really develop new products. And then again, going back to the social purpose, which really gets to the heart of credit unions, and we realize that that's our shtick. I mean, it goes back to credit union values or principles. So we're really so looking forward to sharing all of this at the summit.
Love this stuff. Love this stuff. And now this is also an event that can be attended in person and virtually as well. Can you tell us a little bit about that and then what they will be experiencing? Obviously, a lot of conversation going on, a lot of speakers, like you said, some panels and stuff and for this one day event. So can you share with me kind of the in-person and the virtual experience?
Of course. Yeah, it's wonderful. We have the backdrop of the Organization of American States, OAS building, and it's a beautiful historic and very international as well. So our in-person guests and attendees will be there in the main hall of the Americas room, and again have the in-person experience with our speakers, and then virtually through the wonders of Zoom, as we've gotten used to, works out so well. So we are bringing in again the internationals and those who couldn't make the trip, but it's just just offers us so much. And last year, based on that, we had over 300 attendees, and we're hoping for something similar this year.
Oh, cool.
And again, a lot of enthusiasm that we've heard.
Well, yeah, and like you said earlier, this is the credit union's kind of their wheelhouse, you know, so it's really, it's easy to get passionate about this stuff and really get behind it. And the other thing I'm thinking about, Liz, is that it's such a great brainstorming arena as well for people who want to get involved, but gosh, you know, I want to think of an idea, something that we could do or sell. This is a great place to kind of spark new ideas as well, right? So I think there'd be a lot of conversation about that.
Exactly. A lot of peer learning, as I mentioned, from that first experience where credit unions, again, you know, didn't know about something that someone else was doing. And then they really connect afterwards to talk about all of the advantages of offering different products and services. And then looking at other aspects, really, our summit includes diversity, equity, inclusion, belonging. It's not just focused on climate. It is looking at the whole ESG, environmental, social, governance, and really the ripple effect that climate has on social and economic justice. And as we know, marginalized, more vulnerable communities feel the impact of climate the most. And what are we doing? The NCUA had a report, research report back in the spring that really looked at and evaluated the impact of climate on credit unions across the country. And it was an incredible percentage that are impacted. So we're going to be weaving in physical risk and financial risk as well with some of our experts who will be joining us from some of the big think tanks as well, from Ceres, from our friends at Filean, and CUA will be joining us, CUNA. So really a great mix of great minds and practical examples of credit unions sharing their best practices through case studies. Mm-hmm. We'll have a talk about how to get started on your journey, how to advance your journey in sustainability, and then have a credit union from Clearwater. Credit union is doing so much work there, and they'll provide a wonderful case study on their work to analyze carbon emissions and then implement. So you get lots of great practical application at the summit.
Hey, speaking of credit unions being great collaborators, talk about your co-host for a second.
Yes, that's it.
Yes. Okay, let's do that. It. All right, I'll open it with that. All right, here we go. 3, 2, 1. Hey, speaking of credit unions being great collaborators, Liz, I hear you have a great collaboration with your co-host, OAS FCU, or Federal Credit Union. So can you share with us how you guys are working together in this event?
Yes, yeah, really tremendous partnership with OAS, Federal Credit Union. We are at the OAS building, and that's really just such a phenomenal location. And through OAS FCU, that was made possible and great as well over the years. Carlos Calderon, his team, Patricia Mercado, really helping us with all aspects of logistics and tech, and just reaching out. We took our event on the road. This is the first time leaving the New York area, and what a great partnership it's been with OAS to really make that happen in such a big way in Washington, D.C.
Big deal. Yeah, good deal. Yeah, because it always takes a team to pull off something like this. And it sounds like you guys are working together quite nicely there to have another successful event. And there's no I don't see any reason why it won't be. So yeah, got two great credit unions working together to make this a success. So well done. So what's the big goal? What do you guys hope to achieve with this event, with the US or the UIS summit here? What's the big audacious goal here that you guys want to get across? Obviously, awareness is one thing, but obviously, I think the bigger thing from my perspective, it's action. Let's take some action. Let's brainstorm, let's network, and then let's get the wheels in motion here to act. Is that kind of what you guys are thinking about? Or
exactly. You are spot on with the word action. That's what the UN has been calling for. The Secretary General, Antonio Guterres, really a clarion call about the fact that civil society, in this case, credit unions, can really have an impact. And we have really aligned our corporate social responsibility with the United Nations Sustainable Development Goals. And those are 17 different big goals to build a better world. No poverty, good health, quality education, clean energy, clean water. So in mapping to those, we're wanting credit unions to, and they have been, localizing those goals in their communities. So if we see more of that, more active participation, and through partnerships, credit unions are great collaborators. I think that's certainly a strength.
Oh yeah,
sustainability and community really just built into our business model. So it's working on those individual goals in our communities, and then all working together to accelerate action on the SDGs.
Got it. Yeah. Again, this is something that's, and it's great to see credit unions really kind of spearheading these efforts as well, because again, this is where credit unions live, you know? So this is what we really excel in, especially in the collaboration department, where we can really think about get some new ideas rolling out there as well as established ones. So yeah, this is good stuff. So where can folks go find out more about this and then obviously register? Because I know I have the link right here in front of me, the website right here in front of me. I can put the link in the show notes, but where can folks go and go check it
thanks
out?
Thanks so much. Yeah, UISnetwork.org is our main UIS site, and that can provide some wonderful details as well about resources. The website has additional tools and shout outs for different credit unions and their achievements and links. Also, I just wanted to mention that the summit provides an opportunity for credit unions starting their journey to begin to get some ideas and have materials to approach their C-suites and their boards with, really, to get started.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because this can be daunting. We started back UNFCU in 2008 with a passionate group of five Green Team members. And it has just taken off from there to about 70 different people. Our board, so behind this, our president and CEO, John Lewis, Pam Magnone, Prasad Sarapanini, we have executive chairs of the sustainability program. So that really helps, from the top. Mm-hmm. But again, credit unions and leagues invited to this event as well. We have several associations speaking and who will be there. But really to get more of the background for the toolkit, best practices again, and that can really help start the journey.
Good deal. Yeah, I love this type of stuff. And nothing but good can come from this, I think, So you guys are really doing something fabulous for the industry, and not only the industry, but your communities, the nation, and even if you want to look at it even on a bigger level, the world as well. So you're kind of getting the ball rolling here, and there's a perpetual snowball effect, I think, as a result. So this is good stuff. So good stuff.
Yeah, and as we know, some of the statistics really haven't been so good. We've seen those orange skies and more these intense weather conditions. It's very real, and has been something that, with our back to our sustainable development goals, that they're at our halfway point, we have to really step up the action. So
no doubt,
impacting us all, and to build that better world, we all have to be in this together, united in sustainability.
Yeah, the tools and the solutions and the technology, it's out there. Again, we just have to act on it and get it rolling for sure. So yeah, your event is one way of getting that ball rolling for sure. So good stuff. All right, Liz, well, I'm going to let you get going because I know you have a lot on your plate, because this is going to happen here really quickly here. And I don't want to keep you too long, but thank you so much for your time today and the education. And look forward to checking it out on Thursday.
Thanks so much, Michael. Such a delight to be with you.
A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible.